Hello, this is Nissapod on Monday, the 24th of June, 2013. And I'm doing a little boo for you about why I ended up buying a digital SLR camera at the weekend. The thing about photography is that I've gradually got more and more interested and enthusiastic about it over the years. And about 10 years ago, I bought a DSLR, digital SLR camera, for my husband. It was about the first sub-£1,000 SLR camera, I think it was, that was a digital camera. I think it was, you know, a very, very good buy. It's still producing good photos now. But it is very heavy. So heavy that I don't tend to take it out with me. When I do, I'm pleased with the results, and I think, oh yes, I must use this more often. But when it comes down to it, I've got a bit of a back problem, got other things I want to carry, and I just think, oh, I can't lug this around with me. And it's actually so heavy that, well, I find it quite heavy to hold steady and to take photos. So even when I do take it out, I don't actually get it out and take as many photos as I would like. So I've had a couple of digital compact cameras and I've been taking lots of photos with those. I'm finding that I'm really hitting the limitations of them because they're great for taking photos of objects and landscapes, but they're not so great for taking photos of a very fast moving 4-year-old boy. And he tends to be a blur. He moves so fast that he tends to be a blur. And he will not stay still. He's never stayed still right from being, well, before he was born, he was a very wriggly baby. I could feel him kicking and wriggling and turning inside my stomach. So, you know, he's not a very passive child. And I find myself very frustrated that I can't get good photos of him with a compact camera unless you briefly get him to stand still. But, you know, a photo of him still, standing still and not very enthusiastic about it is not really a good photo. Also, very, very frustrated with the results in low light conditions, not even that dark, you know, just indoors on a dull day. And of course, the flash is absolutely horrible. You get this kind of flash effect. Any shiny surfaces, even if people's cheeks are a bit shiny or whatever, will catch the flash. So, I got frustrated with my most recent compact camera, which I bought about 4 years ago. And even though I was really sort of pushing it to its limits and playing with the settings and things, I just couldn't get the results out of it that I wanted. So I was all set to get a more high-end compact camera, and I went into town and had a look at them, and I came home and I chatted to my husband about it, because any big purchase I think it is worth talking through with someone else, particularly, you know, when you share a bank account and stuff. So and he said, oh, I think you're just going to be disappointed again, you know, even with a high-end one. And if you're going to spend several hundred pounds on a high-end compact, why not spend a similar amount, maybe a little bit more, on a digital SLR? Because then you're just going to get a much better response. And I said, well, they're just so heavy. But I managed to find one that's really very light. It's a Canon EOS 100D. Which is smaller and lighter than the rest of the Canon digital SLR range. And so I decided to go for that. And already I have managed to get some fantastic photos of my little boy. It just makes such a difference. It's just so much quicker to respond. I can use a viewfinder instead of trying to compose shots on the LCD panel on the back. And I just think it's really fabulous. And hopefully it'll last 10 years like our existing DSLR has lasted. So that's it for now. Bye.